You're watching Fighting Dirty with Hank Walsh.
Hey, Sterile Processing Universe, it's Hank Walsh here with Fighting Dirty, and on this episode, I want to talk about don't rush the brush. I have been to a lot of facilities over the last year and witnessed so many frontline technicians in sterile processing and in the endo department where we are rushing that brushing stage of our instruments and our scopes. Now, I know there are a lot of pressures, especially in endo, to turn these instruments around quickly. And the one thing that we can go quicker on, we can't make the OER go any quicker. We put it in the machine and we hit go, but we can rush the manual cleaning process. And folks, I see us doing that all the time. But you know, and I want to remind you, that step, that manual brushing step is so critical to ensuring that that scope is not only reprocessed, but is actually safe for the next patient use. I want this video to encourage you folks, do not rush the brush. Take a breath. Slow down. Think about who it is that will be using that scope next. You may not know the patient name yet. If you do, I would encourage you to say that patient's name to yourself as you brush. Think about Mr. Johnson's life. Think about his family, his spouse, his children, his friends, who are sitting at home now not thinking twice about this scope procedure. But one bug that makes it through this cleaning process could change his life forever. And in fact, one infection could take his life away. Whatever pressures that you feel, if it's from your administrators, a physician, a coworker, whatever pressure it is, I promise you, it is not more important than Mr. Johnson's life. Or even if it doesn't take his life, one infection could cause years and years of pain and suffering and still could change the future of this patient's life. Please do not rush the brush. Take some time. Personalize that step. If you don't know the patient's name, say the name of a loved one. If you have children, pick a child's name. And as you're brushing, I want you to think about if this scope would be used on your son or your daughter, how much time would you spend brushing it? Would you let anyone in the world pressure you to go faster, pressure you to skip a step, or to say, it's good enough? No, you would not. And I urge you on behalf of patients and their families, draw the line here. Do not rush this process. And if you feel pressured, if you feel anyone on the team urging you to do this process quicker, to get these scopes turned over, I want to empower you to stop the line, to stand up and say, I do not feel comfortable doing this. I do not feel that this is safe for our patients. If you speak to your manager and your manager does not give you support, take that concern up the line all the way to the CEO if you have to, and make sure that you have the time and the tools to do your job well. You're advocating first and foremost for those patients, and don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. Do not rush the brush. This is Hank Walsh. I hope you're encouraged and empowered on this video to keep your patients safe. We'll talk to you again next week.
Why aren't your customers reading your blog posts? Why isn't your company's one post a week getting all the reach, engagement, and buzz that you expected? You have great content. It's creative, consumable, and offers value to your audience. You should be making a social media splash, but then it doesn't happen and you are left wondering why. Your struggle may have nothing to do with the content, and it could have everything to do with your content flow. Some companies subscribe to the idea of a content drip, posting something every now and then, you know, to remind people that you exist. But that's not enough. once or twice a month, possibly even weekly. Every day, folks are hit by a social media waterfall when they log into their accounts. Your company is competing for eyeballs, and what are the chances they'll scroll down far enough to see that one post a month? What's the likelihood your new graphic even crosses their newsfeed? You have an uphill battle to fight, and if you want to win, your content can't drip. Beyond Clean can help, offering an array of social media consulting services. Contact us today to start your free 45-day trial.